question, please. Sylvia Garcia from Houston, Texas. I'd like to limit debate on the resolution that's going to be brought up to 10 minutes. The chair cannot understand you. Please, will you? I'll withdraw it. I'm sorry, I'll withdraw it. The chair recognizes Commissioner Claire Randall for purpose of putting before the body a resolution.
Madam Chairperson, I move the adoption of the following resolution. The Equal Rights Amendment should be ratified.
Positions that we are in, but I rise on behalf of those who are speechless and voiceless, the divorced women who may not get credit, the widows who are unadjusted and incapable of earning a living.
I'm going to call you.
I rise on behalf of my own daughters who cannot find women in the history text of this country in the elementary school.
Microphone one for procedural motion.
Microphone one. Connie Letta, the Ohio delegation. Madam Chair, pro-family, pro-life delegates are being denied points of privilege, which is not in accordance with Robert's rules, which have been adopted by this body.
Just a moment, please. The parliamentarian instructed the chair that the delegate at microphone three had concluded. Chair apologizes. The chair will give the time back to delegate at microphone three and then turn to microphone one. Accept the apologies of the chair. Microphone three.
Thank you so much. I also rise on behalf of the men, the contemporary men of America in 35 states who had the guts to stand up and ratify the Equal Rights Amendment. Keeping our children so that we can be here because we're here.
for the procedural motion.
The parliamentarian.
The pro-life, pro-family delegates are being denied points of privilege at the microphones. The microphone monitors are not recognizing our points of privilege. We wish to enter an objection to this. This is not in accordance with Robert's Rules of Orders, which we have, and are the abiding rules of this body.
The body is governed. Will the delegate please accept an interruption? The chair has endeavored to recognize each and every procedural motion and will continue to do so. The rules that govern this body are the rules that were adopted and read and reported in the Federal Register, and only in instances where there are items not covered do the Roberts Rules of Orders apply.
That's exactly, Madam Chair, and our complaint is not with the chair.
We have a point of clarification.
What is your
point? Points of clarification, points of privilege. We are being denied these right and left at the microphone, not by the chair.
The chair will continue to honor the right of any delegate to be recognized upon raising the appropriate colored card, and the chair apologizes if there has been any delays. There is no attempt here to deny anyone their right to be recognized. Microphone four. Microphone four, for purposes of an amendment or a substitution.
Madam Chairman, I am Diane Edmondson, Vice Chairman of the elected delegates from the Sooner State of Oklahoma. I wish to offer the following amendment. I want to amend the Equal Rights Amendment provision by adding at the end the words, only if done within the original 7-year period. Madam Chairman, I wish to speak to my motion.
Is there a second?
Second!
I wish to speak to my motion, Madam Chairman. Amending the Constitution of the United States was never intended to be easy. Our founding fathers deliberately required that a large majority, 3/4 of the states, would need to be in simultaneous agreement to make any amendment a part of our Constitution.
The amendment before the body has been seconded. Is there any discussion of the amendment? Does anyone wish to be recognized on the amendment? Microphone seven. Microphone eight. All right, but the chair is trying to give some recognition to other parts of this chamber.
Okay, I speak. I'm Peggy Christensen from Deer Lodge, Montana. And I speak in all fairness to this amendment. If they are not, we feel very strongly about certain things. And all we want to do is that we've been guaranteed a lot of rights, and we want to keep those rights, like under the Equal Employment Opportunity Act and different things like that. And we'd like those rights guaranteed to us. We're not saying anything in this amendment to take away rights. We're just asking for guarantees. So I speak to the amendment in all fairness. And I really do feel it's important that people in this audience realize that we're not asking to take anything away from the Equal Rights Amendment except to a certain segment of American women, giving us peace of mind and guarantee us rights that we already know we have. We're not sure where the Equal Rights Amendment's going to take us, and we feel with this attached, we're going to be guaranteed some rights, and that's all we're asking.
There's a procedural motion at microphone eight. There is a sign called microphone eight, but then the sign disappeared. The chair was only acting on the recommendation of others at the rostrum that there was no card at that microphone. There is no attempt here to deny anyone at any microphone an opportunity to be heard.
Thank you. What I wanted to do when you recognized me was move the question on that amendment.
Did you? how can she? Seven.
Madam Chair, I'm Norma Paulus, your counterpart from the state of Oregon. I'm the first woman to be elected to a constitutional office in Oregon. I had planned to speak and tell you what great things Oregon has done in women's rights. We have many firsts. We've ratified the Equal Rights Amendment twice. But I've been joined by Betty Friedan, who is asked to use the microphone, and I simply cannot refuse the woman who has led us to this point.
I would like to ask this body to give the most resounding and urgent vote, demanding the ratification of the Equal Rights Amendment within the coming year, because otherwise the enormous expenditure of energy and money and effort that has brought us to this point will be in vain, and these 10 years of movement will be in vain. The one issue, plan, yes, I am for the plan, but the one issue that is real, that is urgent, that cannot be, that cannot in any way be ignored, be diminished, be flirted with, that demands reality from politicians, not phone calls, that demands real power from presidents, not ceremony, that demands reality and political power of our side to counter the right, is the Equal Rights Amendment. I commend the 20,000 of us here to go back home and get the Equal Rights Amendment. And there is only one thing that Houston is worth, and that is the Equal Rights Amendment. Everyone stand up and vote yes.
Microphone 8 has a yellow card again. Please, what is your procedural inquiry? Microphone 1.
Madam Chairman, I'm Sarah Harder, delegate from Wisconsin, the state that says women's rights are as American as apple pie. Wisconsin wants America to know that the key ingredient in that pie is ERA, and I therefore move the previous question.
Now, for the purposes of having this body understand, will the delegates please be seated? Delegates all, please be seated. A motion to close debate and call the question is before this body. There is an amendment on the floor. The motion is to close debate on the amendment. Amendment is to add the following words at the end of the resolution as follows: only if done within the original 7-year period. That is the motion. That is the amendment. The question before the body is on a motion to close debate and call the question. Will all those in favor of closing debate please rise? Will the delegates please be seated? Will all those opposed to closing debate please rise? Please be seated. The motion to close debate carries. The motion before the body is on the amendment. All those in favor of the amendment, please rise. Please be seated. All those opposed to the amendment, please rise. amendment is defeated. Is there any further discussion on the main motion? Microphone 6. Microphone 6.
My name is Susan B. Anthony. But I'm also a runner. I walked the last mile yesterday and was handed the torch not only by those wonderful young runners, but I feel that by standing next to Bella and Betty and Billie Jean, that I was being handed a torch directly by Susan B. Anthony the Great. And I felt in this magnificent conference that her benign spirit was hovering over this great convention, and that this Equal Rights Amendment is the fulfillment of her lifetime work, her 51 years spent living and dying for women, and that now the torch is being carried to us here today so that we can approve this great resolution of her spiritual descendant, Alice Paul, and that we will go on to ratification, approving it here and approving it in the last three states, knowing that failure is impossible.
Microphone 5.
Madam Chairman.
Is this microphone? Yes, it's on now.
Madam Chairman, I have a point of information and clarification of the rules. The rules... Okay?
Proceed.
The rules call for 2 minutes of debate. Now, when a person, which has happened many times to our pro-family delegates and just happened on our proposed amendment to ERA, when we propose an amendment, you do not allow debate. She did not have her 2 minutes. You did not notify her that her time was off, but her microphone was cut off. Previous to that, at this microphone, another motion was presented.
Your motion,
and you did not allow her
you
to
are
debate
not-
at all.
You are not making a procedural motion. The chair
will... I'm not
will
making
once...
a motion. I'm asking for a clarification of the rules and a rule from the chair, and so we will know if our side is going to be allowed debate or to be cut off all the time, and you're just going to let the feminists debate.
The chair will be pleased to clarify. The chair has not seen one green card at any time from this rostrum. A green card represents a negative position. There has been no green card raised at all. There is not a green card. There are two more procedural cards raised. The chair will recognize.
Madam Chair, as a procedural matter, you stated that you have not seen a green card. There's a good reason why. I was at this microphone, the second in line, and we were told by the counters here that we had to take our seats, that we had to clear the aisle. We started to turn away to do it obediently, and then the motion was presented, and immediately others rushed in. Now, how in the world could we have a green card presented? If you'll tell us how we can do it, we would like to do it, but you have used as an excuse time after time that you haven't seen a green card. How can we possibly get one before there's a committee?
Chair, observe. The chair observed that the aisles were cleared in preparation for a vote. Whoever reaches the microphones after that vote is taken is just those who reach it first, and there is no intention here to deny anyone an opportunity to be heard. Is there a green card on the floor? There is another yellow card at microphone 6. Microphone 6. Procedural motion. Is there a procedural motion?
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Because the delegates of this conference have been subjected to Mrs. Carter's pro-ERA speech and also Mrs. Heckler's pro-ERA speech, and because the opposition has not had a chance to properly express its views, I would like to ask the chairman if we could also have 10 or 15 minutes worth of time at a microphone to express our point of view.
The chair will continue to operate under the rules of this House, which are to honor alternately speakers if there are people at the microphones expressing different points of view. For the first time this evening, the chair sees a green card at microphone 5. Microphone 5.
Helen Pitschke, delegate from Indianapolis, Indiana, speaking against the motion.
Point of order.
I was given a green card.
You have the microphone to speak against the motion. Proceed.
All right. I speak against this motion because of Section 2. I'm chairman of the National Association of Lawyers to oppose the Equal Rights Amendment. And we oppose it because Section 2 of the amendment will give great powers to the federal government. Even if Section 1 did give these delegates the relief that they desire, it would be at the expense of taking liberty away from all of us because of Section 2. Not only does the power to pass all laws go to the Congress, but it would become a constitutional question which would give the court the law-making power in this country. And these delegates should know that there is a Section 2.
Microphone 2.
I am a Mormon woman speaking in favor of ERA. That the state in Utah, women had the vote as a territory. They had the vote as a state. And in 1896, with the help of the Mormon Church, Utah passed in their constitution an amendment which says women shall have equal civil, political, and religious rights with men. I have devoted my life in politics to seeing that this privilege is extended to all women. I would like at this point to call the question.
You're out of order. You are out of order to call the question. You are out of order to call the question. Microphone 4 sought recognition of the chair for purposes of an amendment. Microphone 4.
Madam Chairman, Rosemary Thompson, the chairman of the National Citizens Review Committee from Illinois. I wish to make a substitute amendment. Whereas existing federal laws guarantee equality of opportunity in all areas such as employment, education, and credit, and whereas a strict constitutional amendment requiring equality between the sexes at all times does not respect the differences between male and female, whereas the proposed Equal Rights Amendment would transfer enormous new powers from the states to the federal government, therefore be it resolved that we oppose the ratification of the Equal Rights Amendment to the Constitution.
Chair cannot accept your substitute amendment. It has not been received at the microphone, at the rostrum. The chair recognizes microphone 1.
Matt Judith Lonquist, chair of the Washington State delegation, the great state of Washington, which has ratified the Federal Equal Rights Amendment and by popular vote of the citizens of the state of Washington has adopted its own state Equal Rights Amendment, which firmly is committed to the rights of all women, moves the previous question.
Yay! Will all the delegates take their chairs, please? All delegates take their chairs, please. The chair will make a further announcement while the delegates are taking their chairs. The business of this House is nowhere near completed. We are prepared to stay and move this plan of action forward. The chair announced earlier and repeats for the benefit of the delegates that no amendment or substitution will be accepted from the floor unless in writing it appears at this rostrum in triplicate before a person seeks recognition at a microphone, and that will be strictly enforced. All right, everyone is seated. The question before the House is on the closing of debate. All those in favor of closing debate, rise. Delegates, please be seated.
This is not the same thing.
Not the same thing.
Not the same thing she read.
Just a moment, please. Let's have some order, please. Will the maker of the substitute amendment please come to the chair? There is something at the desk. It appears to be considerably different from what was read at microphone 4. Please come to the microphone. amendment to be voted on. Please, if the amendment will just be perfected, it is not complete. This body is in order if it has been presented to the chair. It appears